Reports that President Trump's pick to head the CIA oversaw the enhanced interrogation methods used under the Bush administration has sparked a debate about their validity in Congress. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington that Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is defending them, even as critics say they amount to torture.
Trump's unexpected reshuffling of his cabinet has also brought with it an unexpected debate over what critics say amounted to torture in the Bush-Cheney administration. Many senators are already lining up against Gina Haspel to become the new CIA director because she oversaw those programs and later destroyed videotapes of some of the sessions. But Congresswoman Liz Cheney fully supports her and says there was nothing wrong with the waterboarding and other techniques employed.
I think it's very important that we recognize that the folks that sort of stand up and say, well, that was torture and we shouldn't waterboard, number one, they're wrong. And number two, they've got to then be willing to say how many American lives are they willing to sacrifice because they don't want to waterboard a terrorist.
Cheney dismisses critics and defends the program that many political watchers say tarnished her father's tenure.
You know, it's a longstanding debate, and, you know, obviously we're on different sides of that issue. But I think it's really important now that, you know, we're looking at confirming the next Secretary of State, the next director of the CIA, the first woman director of the CIA, that, you know, we be clear about the history, be clear about the facts.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul announced he opposes Haspel, which led to Cheney criticizing him. But Paul says the Cheney name represents
everything that's been wrong about foreign policy for the last 40 years.
Paul says the debate over nominees will give him and his colleagues ample time to air their criticisms of the neoconservative interventionist policies that marked the Bush-Cheney administration. He says most Republicans today have abandoned that way of thinking.
You know, I think there's a great deal of movement away from the Cheneys, and the Cheneys have a lot of explaining to do for all the thousands of people who died in an unnecessary war.
Cheney says Paul's isolationist perspective is the one that's out of step with the public.
I think that Senator Paul's wrong on most of them, probably all of them as far as I've seen. But luckily his perspective and his viewpoint is not shared by a majority of the people in this party or a majority of Americans.
Last weekend, Cheney traveled down to Paul's home turf in Kentucky to speak at a Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. She says even Paul's own constituents are on her side.
You know, it was a situation where, as I said, you know, I mentioned in my remarks how important the enhanced interrogation program had been, that it wasn't torture, and, you know, that I wasn't willing to sacrifice any American lives if you could save them by waterboarding a terrorist, and that got, you know, standing ovation from the crowd.
Still, some prominent Republicans, like Arizona Senator John McCain and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, are demanding answers from Haspel, and they say she needs to denounce the techniques she oversaw during the Bush-Cheney administration.
Well, I don't think it's a debate. I think there is no debate. The law prohibits waterboarding and all interrogation techniques like that. Clear and unequivocal prohibition. And I would hope that the CIA nominee agrees with me.
Those criticisms don't work on Cheney, who remains steadfast in her support for her father's administration.
We won't sacrifice one American life if, you know, the alternative is you waterboard Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So I think, it's an issue as we go forward. There are a whole bunch of really crucial national security issues we need to be focused on.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.